There's been a double-digit increase in natural gas prices since last summer, and the state says more people are having trouble paying their heating bills. A study ordered by Wisconsin Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager and three other Democratic AGs from the Midwest contends it's not just cold weather, Hurricane Katrina, or more traditional free market issues that are to blame. Lautenschlager says demand for natural gas has been relatively stable over the last decade.
In fact, in the three of the last 5 years, we've seen demand actually go down. We're also seeing that supply and reserves have been stabilized, and in fact, supply and reserves tend to be going up, which would be contraindicative of these skyrocketing prices.
Lautenschlager says the real culprit seems to be deregulation and lack of transparency in the financial markets where natural gas is traded. She says a bill in Congress would require greater oversight of natural gas trading. She says trading in pork bellies and other commodities are subject to more scrutiny than natural gas. But Aaron Roth of the Wisconsin Petroleum Council says Hurricane Katrina did play a major role in the price hikes.
And certainly, if you look at natural gas prices today, supply and demand is playing into the reduction of natural gas prices because of a mild winter. So, you know, we totally believe that this study is not credible.
Roth says the natural gas industry is already overregulated and doesn't need a new law in Congress. But the State Public Service Commission may also take aim at heating bills for homeowners and businesses. PSC Chair Dan Ebert says he wants the commission to begin a policy discussion on the way utilities purchase and store natural gas. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.